Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. You know, when most folks think of visiting New Orleans in the first part of the year, they naturally think about Mardi Gras and the fun you can have on Bourbon Street. But there's another event you should think about attending in New Orleans, and that would be the Big Bass Rodeo. The annual event took place again last Saturday in City Park with over 500 anglers participating who either fished off the bank or in non-motorized kayaks, all hoping to catch a big bass to bring in for the weigh-in. The winner this year was Scott Daigle, who weighed in a 5.57-pound largemouth bass that was caught off the bank. The biggest bass caught in Bayou St. John was a 4.2 largemouth reeled in by Luke Beslin from his kayak. There was also a student angler competition featuring 30 high school and middle school teams, and this year, the Caston Crusaders Gold from Brother Martin High came out on top. If you want to learn more about this fun, family-friendly event in New Orleans taking place next year on March 25th, go to BigBassFishingRodeo.com. This week on America Outdoors Radio, the spring turkey season kicks off this month in many states, and outdoors writer Brian Lovett, who wrote a state-by-state turkey hunting forecast in a recent edition of Outdoor Life, will join us in just a minute to tell you about some of the great and not-so-great states that you can hunt for gobblers this year. There's a number of well-known companies out there making rifle scopes, spotting scopes, and binoculars, but you might not have heard of one that's fairly new. It's less than 10 years old. It's Tracked Optics. You won't find them in sporting goods stores. They sell directly to you, the consumer, from their website, and co-founder John LaCourte will tell you about their high-end optics that long-range shooters in particular love. Another guest we'll talk to today is David Nance with Saber. This company is best known for the pepper spray they provide to law enforcement agencies all over the country, but they also sell bear spray to folks like you and I that we can use to keep ourselves safe in bear country. With the first bear fatality of the year occurring last week in Montana, this is a very timely topic, and you won't want to miss this conversation. Our final guest today is David Schuessler. He's with Ducks Unlimited, and he's going to tell you about a really big event happening at the Texas Motor Speedway in Fort Worth from April 8th through the 10th. It's the Ducks Unlimited Expo, also known as the DUX, and if you are into duck hunting, duck calling, bird dogs, shooting, fishing, conservation, or anything else that has to do with the outdoors, you'll want to be there for this one because it's going to be a can't-miss event that costs very little to attend. On top of that, we've got a couple of other events taking place around the country you'll want to hear about, and we're also going to tell you about another state record fish. This one is a big one, and it's a great story you won't want to miss. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, let's talk turkey. We're going to do so with Brian Lovett. He wrote a great article in a recent edition of Outdoor Life about turkey hunting and how the harvest went last year and what the forecast is for this year. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You know what? I love these breakdowns in terms of state-by-state harvest data and forecasts for the year ahead. And I guess we ought to start off with a state that had a bigger harvest than any other state in the nation, Alabama, where 57,000 turkey were harvested last year. But I understand, as much as that was still a decline. How are things looking in Alabama?
I think it looks fairly good for the coming spring. You know, a lot of these states really had a boost in harvest the last couple of years with the COVID effect. You know, people had time off work, time to go turkey hunting, basically, and a lot of them did. And that was especially noticeable in many southern states. So although they might not have expressed that in the article, I'm guessing that was evident in Alabama as well. But for 2022, the prospects looked pretty good. The harvest, like as you said, declined a bit. The Jake observations increased in 2021, which hopefully will translate into more two-year-old birds on the landscape this spring.
Another state that had a huge amount of turkeys harvested was the volunteer state of Tennessee. 54,000 turkeys harvested there. How are things looking this year?
Things look pretty good in Tennessee. I think they expect fewer two-year-olds this spring compared to previous years, so harvest might be down compared to their five-year average. But as you mentioned, the harvest was very high last year. There's a lot of opportunity in Tennessee, especially western Tennessee, with public land, and it's become more of a popular destination lately. So overall, I think they're looking at a good year, but maybe just down a little bit, you know, because of the number of jakes that were observed last year.
Heading to the upper Midwest, Michigan. I've never thought of Michigan as a turkey hunting state, but it apparently is, with 42,000 turkeys harvested last year. Where are they getting those turkeys, and how are things looking this year?
Michigan has turkeys throughout, but it's especially productive in the southern third of the lower part of the state. I've only hunted Michigan once, but it was fantastic. And, you know, they limit their harvest. It's a one-gobbler state. And I think they're looking at a year that's fairly consistent with previous years. In other words, pretty good success. I mean, statewide, they've been near a 50% success rate the past few years, which for eastern turkeys, as you know, is pretty darn good.
Oh, absolutely. Let's head west. So I know Oregon has got turkeys all over the place in the southwest part of the state, but I've never thought of California as a turkey hunting state, but they harvested nearly 21,000 turkeys there last year. Tell me a little bit about the Golden Bear State and how things are looking for this year.
Overall, I think they're looking at pretty good conditions for spring 22. They said some fires that they had last year might affect habitat in some areas along with drought, but generally opportunities in areas with good annual water resources look to be pretty positive. And yeah, you don't think of California as a turkey state, but the numbers don't lie. And I guess when you travel around the California countryside, you kind of look at country that looks like turkey country, you know, and they have mostly Rios out there, but then apparently they are thriving.
Let's talk about a couple of other states that don't get a whole lot of attention when it comes to bird hunting. One of those would be Alaska, where there are no turkey. Your turkey is a ptarmigan if you're listening up in Alaska today. But Hawaii, I was surprised to see that there's actually turkey hunting there.
There is, yeah. They have them. Hunting is on the Big Island, and, you know, it takes a lot of effort to travel to Hawaii to get a turkey, but people who go there love it. I mean, their turkey season is in March. There's a lot of public land available. They have Rio Grande. And, you know, you can also make a kind of a combination vacation, turkey hunting in the morning, beach activities in the afternoon, I guess. I've never turkey hunted in Hawaii, but that's definitely on the bucket list for one of these years.
Oh, I'm with you. It sounds like a great cast and blast destination to me, that's for sure. All right, mm-hmm. We got to wrap things up with what is arguably the worst turkey hunting state in the nation, with only 63 hunters harvesting turkey last year, Nevada.
Yeah, at Nevada, you know, there are quality opportunities, but they are limited, you know, and pockets of turkeys here and there. And they also had drought conditions that persisted, I think, from 2019 through 2021, kind of damaging a lot of plant and wildlife communities in the state. You know, nonetheless, there are some pockets that do provide good opportunities. But again, those opportunities are very limited. There just isn't enough suitable turkey habitat to sustain populations across the state. So if you get a Nevada tag, make the most of it.
Well said. If you want to find out more about turkey hunting forecasts in your state, just go to outdoorlife.com, look for Brian Lovett's article on the subject, and you'll get dialed in on how turkey hunting has been and how it's projected to be in the year ahead. Turkey hunting season is here for a lot of you, and it's a ton of fun, so don't miss out. Brian, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you.
Been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
In today's news, I'm cooking a brisket. Let's go to Jill at my house to see how it's going.
This is your house and you brought me and the crew to check on your brisket?
That's correct, Jill. How's it looking?
This is a Camp Chef Woodwind Wi-Fi. You know you can check your cook right from your phone, right?
I didn't know that was an option, Jill. Well, never mind. But before you leave, can you feed the dog?
What? No.
When we get back, why is my check engine light on? The answer may shock me.
More habitat equals more wildlife. Pheasants Forever is working hard every day to ensure there's more wildlife habitat for the future. Join the habitat leader and help create wildlife habitat in your community. To join us, go to pheasantsforever.org.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Got an optics company to tell you about that you probably haven't heard of before. It's Tract Optics, and it's been founded by a real veteran in the optics industry, John LaCourte. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, John.
Why don't we start off by having you tell us a little bit about yourself? You've been in the optics industry for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, I started working for a major optics manufacturer back in 1999 and worked for them through 2014. And my partner, John Allen, who was also from the same optics manufacturer, we both left because we just saw an opportunity, you know, to build a company that is untraditional to, you know, most optics companies. And what we do is we are a direct-to-consumer brand, so we don't sell our products through dealers or distributors. And the reason for that is because modern retailers today are marking up optics more than they ever have before. That just gives us an opportunity by selling direct to just eliminate that markup and build a very high quality at an incredible price, while at the same time providing an extraordinary experience as far as customer service.
You founded Tract Optics in 2015. You manufacture rifle scopes, binoculars, spotting scopes. How much headway have you made in the industry without being with retailers?
Well, you know, thankfully we've had some incredible relationships that were pre-established, not only with the media, but with subcontractors that allowed us, you know, to jump into the market head first. And, you know, thankfully we've got a tremendous amount of, you know, feedback from customers. The word of mouth advertising is probably the best advertising there is. And, you know, while we're a small company, you know, we're rapidly growing and, you know, just continue to take it one customer at a time.
I'm hearing you say that a couple things that separate you from the competition is, number one, you're direct to consumer, no middleman. That means a little bit lower prices for the consumer. But what else separates your optics, your company, from some of the other better known ones out there?
Well, what it allows us to do is by, you know, eliminating that retail markup, we can build the product at a level that provides a great deal more specifications and features that the competition really can't at those same prices. So, you know, for example, we use shot high transmission glass in all of our Toric products, which are our flagships in rifle scopes, binoculars, and our spotting scope. Shot glass is the glass that a lot of the high-end European companies use. We can put it in our product basically at a fraction of the cost because, again, we're eliminating that retail markup, which is pretty significant these days.
This glass, the shot glass, this works really well under low-light conditions, doesn't it?
Correct. It also provides a very high level of detail resolution. So when we talk about optics, there's a lot of things that come into play. You might see, you know, certain optics companies quote a very high light transmission, but it's a balance. Light transmission is extremely important, but if you don't have good detail resolution, which is the ability to see detail, then all of that light transmission is not going to benefit you when you can't, you know, make out what you're seeing. So not only does shot glass provide that high level of light transmission, but also the detail resolution. And we add an extra low dispersion lens, which, again, increases the contrast between colors. So when you have light and dark colors together, what happens when you don't use extra low dispersion glass, those colors tend to bleed together. So if you ever look through, you know, optics in low light, things kind of get a little grainy,
right,
kind of like fuzzy. That's because, you know, ED glass is probably not being used because it sharpens those edges between contrasting colors, especially in extremely low light.
The things you learn about optics when you talk to a pro. All right, we've got two new rifle scopes that are hitting the market. These are the Toric Hunt Series rifle scopes, specifically for long-range shooters and hunters. They're available in first focal plane and second focal plane reticle options. Before you tell me about the scopes themselves, explain what these focal planes are.
Sure. So first focal plane is a reticle that is placed in the first optical focal plane, obviously. And what that does is the reticle itself stays constant no matter what magnification you're at. So you can use the reticle for bullet drop compensation or range estimation at any magnification. Second focal plane reticles, while they appear to stay the same size, they're actually changing in relation to the target. So in most cases, when you're using a reticle in a second focal plane for bullet drop compensation or range estimation, it really has to be set on a particular magnification, usually the highest, for that reticle to work properly. There's advantages and disadvantages. The advantage of that first focal plane, again, is the ability to use a reticle at any magnification. The drawback at low magnification, it kind of becomes hard to see the reticle at low power. Second focal plane, the benefit there is basically the reticle doesn't change visually. You have to obviously, you know what the reticle subtensions are to be able to use it at other magnifications. But more commonly, the second focal plane has been very popular in the United States for many, many years. First focal plane is gaining a lot of popularity, especially because of long-range shooting.
Interesting. All right, now tell us a little bit more about the Toric Hunt Series rifle scopes that are just coming out now.
Sure. So 30mm scopes are, again, gaining tremendous popularity. And the thing about a 30mm tube, a lot of people think that a 30mm tube gathers more light or will be brighter than a 1-inch tube. That's just not how optics work. The benefit of the 30mm tube is, since larger lenses are used, the ability to see detail is enhanced, and you have additional adjustment range with your elevation. So that's where the 30mm tube really helps in a hunting situation where you're looking to dive all your distances. Again, these scopes feature shot-high transmission glass and an ED lens. You can choose either a first focal plane or a second focal plane. There's four different reticle options. So we try to basically cover just about any hunting application. If you're looking for illuminated reticle, there's two models with illuminated reticles. If you're someone that's looking to dial your turrets, we've got two models with locking turrets. If you're looking for MOA versions or MRAD versions, we've got those as well. So we try to really hit as many different facets of the hunting environment with those four models. And it's in a perfect magnification range, at 2.5 to 15, low power, nice wide field of view. 15 power is usually more than enough for, you know, any type of hunting distance shot. And a 44mm objective allows you to gather a lot of light, but still mount the scope close enough to the receiver for a good cheek weld.
Sounds like a great product. One last question for you. You've been in business for 7 years now with Tracked Optics. What has been your best-selling product, and what do you attribute that to?
You know, ironically, the best-selling product is our Toric 34mm 4.5 to 30 by 56 extreme long-range rifle scope. And I think a big part of that is long-range shooting has really exploded. More and more people are going out and purchasing rifles specifically, you know, for shooting steel at long range. And, you know, our long-range scopes are all of our top sellers.
All right. Well, folks, if you are after a quality long-range optic, whether you're looking for a rifle scope or a spotting scope or binoculars, the place to go is TrackedOptics.com. That's T-R-A-C-T Optics.com. You can also find Tracked Optics on their Facebook page, on Instagram, and they've got a YouTube channel as well. Again, TrackedOptics.com. That's your first stop for quality optics, direct to consumer, no middleman required. John, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John. My pleasure.
Country Hunters and Anglers. You may have heard of us, but what are we about? BHA is the voice for your wild public lands, waters, and wildlife. From national-level policy work to boots-on-the-ground projects like public land cleanups, we work across North America to uphold the legacy of our public lands and waters, as well as your opportunity to hunt, fish, and recreate on them. Stand up for public lands and waters and become a BHA member today. Visit backcountryhunters.org.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
It's April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights. Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shines, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at CoolAprilNights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Also, mark your calendars for the big show April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car, dust off that leather jacket and jeans, and get ready for lots of show and shines, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Next on America Outdoors Radio, we've got bad news out of Montana, where a man was mauled to death by a grizzly bear, the first fatal bear attack of 2022. It happened in Paradise Valley, south of Livingston, Montana, on March 23rd. Craig Ploutra and a friend were hunting for shed antlers together and split up during their day in the woods. When Ploutra didn't return to their vehicle, his friend called the local sheriff's office. Search and rescue personnel found Ploutra's body 2 days later, and the sheriff said it was clear he had been killed by a grizzly bear. That's why we've got David Nance on the line. He's with Saber, a company that makes pepper spray for law enforcement and bear spray for use by outdoors enthusiasts. David is also the founder of Saber's Personal Safety Academy. David, welcome to the show.
John, thanks for having me.
Let's start off with the age-old question. What should you carry, bear spray or a firearm, when you're in the woods in bear country?
Well, I mean, it's okay to carry both depending upon your situation, but for the protection against an attacking bear, you absolutely want to use bear spray. There was actually a study that was done by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife that showed since 1992, bear spray is much safer. There's only injuries, less than single-digit injuries, about 5%, whereas with the firearm, it's up to 50% of the time. So in addition to that, if you're in bear country, I mean, that's their home. So we really don't want to go into their home and then have to kill them, right? A bear attack deterrent spray can safely deter the bear without causing any permanent injury to them or you, ideally.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about the bear spray that Saber makes. I was well aware that you've been in the law enforcement business making OC spray for officers. Never knew you were in the bear spray business, too.
Right. So Saber is the number one brand of pepper spray sold worldwide, and we manufacture more product than any other brand. And that's how most people know us, by that. You can obviously law enforcement globally, but also you can buy our products for personal safety in sporting goods stores, mass merchant retailers, et cetera. My father founded the company in the mid-90s when we introduced our bear spray, when we got the EPA registration. My parents came up with the name Frontiersman Bear Attack Deterrent. So not everyone identifies Frontiersman with Saber, but that's actually our brand of outdoor safety products are all branded underneath the Frontiersman name. So that's your Bear Bells, your Bear Horns, your Bear Food Storage Containers, and your Frontiersman Bear Attack Deterrent Spray, of course.
So, David, what is the difference between the pepper spray that people carry for protection against other people and bear spray that's used against bears?
So bear spray can be up to 50% stronger than the strongest pepper spray that's used by law enforcement. And aside from the strength, it also reaches greater distances. So it's basically built like a small fire extinguisher. You got bears that travel up to 50 feet per second, running up to 40 miles per hour. And you want to put as much distance between you and that bear as you possibly can, and you want to have something that can protect you at a distance against them. So bear spray projects a large cloud, meaning, you know, back to that firearm question, you don't have to be as accurate. That bear is going to run into that cloud that projects 30 to 40 feet, and basically at that higher concentration, it's going to cause involuntary eye closure. They're going to inhale that. They're not going to be familiar with it. It's going to irritate them. They're not going to like it. And they get a little panicked and they leave that area.
And I guess I think you've just answered my second question, too. You know, folks who might carry that personal defense pepper spray in the woods, probably not going to really help because you've got to be so close to the bear when it's used. They're going to be right on top of you before it takes effect, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, most of those personal sprays, those keychain ones that are compact and easy to carry, you're going to get about a 12-foot range with those. You go into the police sizes, you get, about 18 feet with the pepper gel, which are nice products. But again, those are designed to deter an attacking human, a human that's threatening your safety, you know, not a four-legged top of the food chain bear that's coming at you at 40 miles per hour. So you want that distance. Those are not enough. Great products for personal safety, not to use against bears.
What is the effective range of the Frontiersman bear spray?
So our max spray reaches up to 35 feet. That's a 9.2-ounce canister. We make a smaller size can at 7.9 ounces, which reaches 30 feet. And so those are our two sizes, and that 35-foot range is our max range that we put out.
Now, I know that it's really important with any tool like this that you're using to be confident in its use. So number one, it has to be accessible, and I know that you sell holsters, so you can have that. And folks, there's all sorts of stories about people who had bear spray, but it was stuffed in their pack and they never got to it when they needed it. So have it accessible, have it in a holster, but you want to be able to use it without getting the full spray so you're confident in how to use it. You actually sell inert bear spray, don't you?
We certainly do, along with those holsters that you just spoke of, John. But yeah, you're exactly right. When you're stressed, when you have a four-legged animal coming at you at that large a size, up to 800 pounds at that speed, that's pretty darn scary. So you're going to want to have an idea of how to operate that bear spray prior to that moment where, let's face it, I mean, your life is in jeopardy in that situation. That could end up very badly. So your fine motor skills and stress doesn't bode well to trying to learn how to do something for the very first time. So the practice sprays, the water-based practice sprays, allow you to get familiar with how to hold the product in your hand, how to pull back on that safety wedge, then press down on that firing mechanism, and you see how far the can deploys. And what a lot of people don't realize is they think you hold the can out perpendicular at 90 degrees and you spray it. We might end up firing that right over the head of the bear because bears are running low to the ground. So you want to tilt that canister at about 45 degree angle. So you're spraying downwards, so it's going to give you a much better chance. You're pretty much guaranteed in that situation that you are going to hit the bear in the face, whereas that's what you're aiming for. Nerd practice spray allows you that familiarity, and it's going to give you much more confidence and much increase your chances of using that product correctly while under stress.
One last thing we should point out about the Frontiersman bear spray is the fact that you've got a glow-in-the-dark safety tab. This is a great idea to help prevent accidental discharges and to also help you use this at night because bears can be nocturnal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, unfortunately, every year there are fatal bear attacks in the United States. And just last year, there was a woman pulled out of the tent. And I would imagine that was at night. And this would allow you then, when you hear that noise, to look over and quickly find your bear spray. You know, seconds count in those situations. And if you can find the product immediately, you mentioned those holsters, which chances are you're not going to go to sleep with a holster on you. So this would allow you to grab that canister when it's dark outside, when, you know, a bear could be coming near your tent. And that's another product your listeners should consider is those bear food storage containers. Obviously, you know, we've heard a lot about that. You don't want to have food in your campsite at night. You're going to be visited by someone that you don't want to be visited by. So keep that food secure and keep it 100 yards away from your campsite. That's also going to help protect you.
We're running out of time, but before we go, where can folks buy Frontiersman Bear Spray and other bear safety products from Sabre?
Sure. So we do business with the major retailers like Walmart, Bass Pro, Cabela's, Big Five Sporting Goods. You can obviously buy the product on Amazon.com, Walmart.com. You can visit our website as well at SabreRed.com, and we will list our retailers there, or you can buy the product directly from us if you prefer.
All right, that website again, SabreRed.com. Check it out or find Frontiersman Bear Spray at all those retailers that David just told you about. David, thanks for sharing this wisdom with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
John, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sticking with bears, spring bear hunting season is opening up in several states, and you don't want pepper spray for spring bear hunting. You need a rifle, and a great one to have is an all-weather lever-action rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. You can get them in .30-30 or .45-70 calibers. That latter one in particular will definitely take down any Bruin you run across this spring. And that all-weather feature, well, especially when it comes to spring hunting, with lots of rain, lots of wetness, definitely what you want to have out there. These rifles not only hold up to all weather conditions, but they're also rugged in other ways. They're reliable, they shoot accurate right out of the box, and most importantly, they're made right here in America. You can find out more about Henry's rifles for bear hunting and more by going to their website at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com. And don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog while you're there.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give you even more incredible discounts. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special, you'll see an incredible lineup. In fact, right now, it's the bedding sale. 50% off the following. Sheets, a 2-inch mattress topper, sleepwear, blankets, quilts, comforter. I'm Ken Matthews. I'm a big fan of Mike and a real big fan of MyPillow.com. That's where you need to go, by the way. You go to MyPillow.com, you scroll down till you get to the Radio Listener Specials, then you click on it. That's where you're going to save big when you enter the code Ken. That's my name, Ken. For example, a full body pillow, regularly priced $117, now only $39.99. Made in America, comfortable, luxurious quality from my friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Ken. MyPillow.com, promo code Ken.
Next on America Outdoors Radio, we've got David Schuessler on the line. He's the National Director of Event Fundraising for Ducks Unlimited, and there's a really big event that's happening at the Texas Motor Speedway in Fort Worth, Texas, on April 8th through the 10th. It's the Ducks Unlimited Expo. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, John, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be with you.
You know, I was at the Bassmaster Classic last year and got to talk to some of the local Ducks Unlimited folks there, and they told me this is a really big event that people should attend. Why don't you explain to some of our listeners, both in and outside of Texas, why they should make the drive to the Texas Motor Speedway?
Well, it is a big event. Last year, which was our first year of bringing the DUX to Texas Motor Speedway, we had over 44,000 people attend, and this is the world's largest consumer hands-on outdoor expo. If you can cast it, if you can shoot it, train it, it is going to be represented at the DUX. It is a see, try, and buy experience for folks that come and really spans everything outdoors.
Oh, I like this a lot. Now, the presenting sponsor is Purina Pro Plan. And I understand they've got all sorts of things going on when it comes to dogs and dog training.
They do. Purina Pro Plan is our presenting sponsor, and also is the sponsor of our dog village. And Purina, who is a great corporate partner of Ducks Unlimited, is really opening the doors with all of their trainers and some of their performance team to bring them to Texas Motor Speedway. And we are really looking forward to all the shows that they have there. They're bringing the Pro Plan performance team, which is a collection of the world's most athletic canines. And these are the dogs that you envision going around jumping two stories up and grabbing the flying discs and running through the shuttles all out on a field in a time trial type situation. And it's really special for them to bring that group to an event such as this. So we're really looking forward to it. But what they're also doing is they're bringing some of the top trainers that are sponsored by Purina to this show. Chad Collins, who runs the Quack Pack USA, that's herding demonstrations. Jordan Horak, which is well known for his flushing dog training, as well as more of the waterfowl based training with Tom Dockin of Dockin's Oak Ridge Kennels, and then Mike Stewart of Wild Rose Kennel just south of me in Mississippi will be bringing their dogs in, and will have ongoing demonstrations in the dog village for anybody who wants to come and take part in them.
boy, talk about some of the biggest names in the bird dog world. That is impressive and well worth the price of admission. Speaking of which, what is the price of admission?
It is $10 for an adult. Kids come in free. Kids 12 and under are free. If somebody wanted to buy a three-day ticket, it's $25. And all first responders and active military get in for free. And dogs get in for free, too. We want everybody to bring their dogs, especially those who want to go and take part of the dog village. And so everybody is welcome at a very low cost.
Oh, that's a great cost. Absolutely. Let's talk about ducks and duck hunting. It is a Ducks Unlimited event. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some duck hunting stuff going on. Are we talking things to buy and things to try out and maybe some seminars too?
All of that. Things to buy ranging everywhere from shotguns to duck calls to some of the most popular ammunition companies out there to wader companies, you name it, boat companies. They will all be represented at the DUX. And again, the real neat thing about DUX is that try and buy experience. One of our highlighted villages is our shooting village. And this really is what makes DUX different, is the ability to come and try a Beretta shotgun, try a Benelli shotgun, try a Rattay shotgun. And if you like what you try, you're able to transact a purchase there and then have that firearm delivered to your local FFL dealer. So that's something that makes us different, is getting that shotgun in your hand and hearing it go boom and trying it out before you buy it. But not just waterfowl shotguns. We also have deer rifles there. We have handguns. Our shooting village will probably have 15,000 to 20,000 rounds that are going to be live fired over the three-day period. And so if you're in the market for a new gun, this is going to be the place to actually come and be able to try it out before you buy it.
Man, oh man, color me impressed. Now, you mentioned that this Ducks is about everything outdoors. It's not just duck hunting. It's not just bird dogs. You've got fishing and some other things going on too, don't you?
We do. We have our fishing village. We have an ATV village where you can come and drive an ATV. We have our conservation village where not only Ducks Unlimited, but other conservation groups will be set up answering questions and sharing what we do with all of the attendees. And then the exhibitors range everything from bird straps to vacation homes. So if you enjoy the outdoors, we will have something for you at the DUX, including our duck calling and goose calling championship, which runs over Saturday and Sunday. And the duck calling portion of it is a qualifier for the world's championship in Stuttgart in 2022. And last year's winner at our qualifier, a gentleman by the name of Hayden Richard, actually went on to win the Worlds. So we found the world's champion last year at our DUX event, and Hayden will be there judging the calling contest this year because, as a winner last year, he's not allowed to compete in any of the qualifiers.
One last question for you. A lot of folks are going to be bringing their kids. Do you have some stuff specifically geared towards youth?
We do. Bass Pro Shops, another one of Ducks Unlimited's great sponsors, will have a host of different activities for the kids, for the really young ones. Texas Parks and Wildlife, our conservation partner there in the state, will have an entire fishing tank set up for the kids. We're bringing our own laser shot trailer where you can replicate a duck hunt or a deer hunt. It's just all types of different kids' activities.
Well, I'll tell you what, all sorts of great reasons to head to the Texas Motor Speedway April 8th through the 10th. Head to Fort Worth, folks. Take part in the DUX, the Ducks Unlimited Expo. Looks like it's going to be all sorts of fun. David, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
The DUX is not the only outdoors-related show taking place in early April. The Illinois Deer Classic is going off this weekend through Sunday the 3rd at the Civic Center in Peoria and will feature a big buck contest in case you've got a trophy that you think will beat the competition. And our listeners tuning into our show on KCNR AM 1460 might want to attend the Redding Sportsman's Expo in Northern California. That's also going on this weekend at the Redding Civic Auditorium, and with over 100 exhibitors, a climbing wall, and axe throwing, this should be a lot of fun. And now, it's time for one of my favorite show segments.
It's time to talk record fish.
This record comes to you from Maryland, where the State Department of Natural Resources reports Kyle Mullenix from Hagerstown was fishing on the Upper Potomac River on March 2nd when he hooked into a muskie, also known as the fish of 10,000 casts. This wasn't just a hard-to-catch muskie, though. It was a big one, measuring 49 inches long and weighing 33 pounds, making it the new Maryland state record. According to Fox News, Mullenix said he had been trying to catch a muskie, the largest freshwater fish in Maryland, for decades, but hadn't had much luck until he hooked this fish and got it to the bank. I think it would be fair to say that your goal has been accomplished, Kyle. Way to go. That is one fine fish.
Congratulations on your new record.
As we wrap things up this week, I hope you'll wish me luck as I compete in a big bass tournament next Saturday at Potholes Reservoir in eastern Washington. The event is being put on by the Mount St. Helens Bassmasters, and whoever catches the biggest bass of the day will be walking away with a $10,000 check. Here's hoping that my fishing partner, Rusty Johnson, and I are lucky enough to catch that fish. Even if we're not, though, it's going to be a ton of fun fishing this event. I love tournament bass fishing, and since we've got a new-to-us Nitro Z17 boat, I think it'll be even more fun. Here's hoping you get out there as well in the week ahead, and whether you're bass fishing, turkey hunting, looking for shed antlers, or attending a sportsman show, there is a lot to do. So be blessed, be healthy, have fun, and remember this, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms. American-made. There's over 150 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a classic look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Ukrainian troops are moving cautiously to retake territory north of the country's capital by Russian forces retreating from the area. In at least one town, soldiers used cables to pull the bodies of civilians off the streets out of fear Russian forces may have set booby traps before leaving. Meanwhile, Ukraine and its Western allies report mounting evidence of Russia withdrawing its forces from around Kyiv and building up troop strength in eastern Ukraine. The shift, however, does not mean the country faces a reprieve from more than 5 weeks of war. Here at home, the Defense Department's providing an additional $300 million in military equipment to Ukrainian forces.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement, the gear in the new package includes laser-guided rocket systems, unmanned aircraft, armored vehicles, night vision devices, and ammunition. It also includes medical supplies, field equipment, and spare parts. Kirby says since the Russian invasion began, the U.S. has provided more than $1.6 billion in security assistance. Bob Agner reporting.
Meanwhile, here at home, the Defense Department is providing an additional monies. Hospitalizations from COVID-19 have plummeted.
Coronavirus hospitalizations have fallen more than 90% in the past 2 months. The weekly average nationwide dropped below 11,900. That's the lowest since the summer of 2020. The trend has also improved in hospital ICUs, where COVID patients have dipped to fewer than 2,000, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. In California, UC Davis Health says this week its intensive care unit had no COVID-19 patients for the first time in more than 2 years. At Kettering Health in Western Ohio, Dr. Jeffrey Weinstein says their 8 hospitals have gone from 30% COVID admissions in January to just 2 or 3 per day. Some hospitals are even opening to visitors. It's a much-needed break that's bringing smiles to exhausted healthcare workers and clears the way for faster care for non-COVID patients. I'm Jennifer King.
More news at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Now, almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A scare in the cockpit.
The pilots on a Delta flight from Salt Lake City to Washington, D.C. decided to bring their jet down in Denver after the cockpit windshield shattered above 30,000 feet. The crew repeatedly told the nearly 200 passengers to remain calm until they landed. A photo of the windshield taken by a passenger shows the glass was lined with cracks but did not fall from the frame. Jetliner windshields have layers of glass that can be 2 inches thick. Delta confirmed the windshield crack and said the crew diverted the jet out of an abundance of caution. Keith Peters reporting.
This week's talk show lineup, ABC's This Week, has White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain. CBS's Face the Nation welcomes Ukrainian President Zelensky, while CNN's State of the Union has NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Fox News Sunday welcomes Republican Texas Senator John Cornyn. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Companies across the U.S. are cutting costs and moving south.
From Arizona to Texas to North Carolina, the Sun Belt is becoming a hotspot for business relocation. Tesla, Apple, and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise are a few of the tech giants also making their way south. This is making Texas one of the fastest-growing states in the country, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. And the growth is driving a boom in the Texas housing market. Samsung is another major company moving part of its operations to Texas. This move alone will open around 2,000 jobs in the Austin area. Patrick Foss reporting.
Meanwhile, Amazon workers in Staten Island, New York yesterday voted to unionize. It's the first successful U.S. organizing effort in the retail giant's history, and it hands an unexpected win to a nascent group that had fueled the union drive. Sure to check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Any disease.
Hey, you! Ever wanted to learn a language like French or Spanish or even Norwegian, but thought it'd be too difficult or time-consuming? Then try Babbel. Quick 10-minute lessons.
Siesta.
Babbel. Games, podcasts, even live online classes with a real teacher.
Hola, clase.
In no time, chatting about real-life topics will feel, well, effortless. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is digging, jumping, barking, whatever he's doing, your cat has scratched your favorite chair, your cat's not using the litter box, hates the new cat you brought into the household, you get the idea. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, great time to give me a call. Let me just let everyone know, if you happen to be a new listener to the Pet Show, or even a regular listener to the Pet Show, everyone, and I mean everyone that hasn't called for a while, but everyone that calls into the show today and gets to talk to me live on the air will, in fact, be getting an absolutely positively amazing gift. Don't get excited because it is not for you. It's for that beautiful dog or cat looking up at you as I speak. If you're new to the show, many of the items I give away, we're not talking biscuits here, folks. Many of the items I give away, thanks to my amazing sponsors, are $25, $35, $45, even $50. So if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat, great time to give me a call. I will answer all of your questions. And at the same time, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. And as I said, lots of great stuff to give away on the show. Everyone that calls in and I get to talk to will get one of these fabulous gifts for their dog or cat. Again, the number 877-725-8255. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. Or by now, you know. Warren, there's no way you're going to get through all the stuff you want to get to. So let me just remind everyone, as soon as I get off the air here, the minute I get off the air, if you go directly to my YouTube channel, any of the stories I wanted to talk about on this show that I run out of time because I want to answer your questions will be posted by the time I get off the air here. And my address for that is pretty simple. It's youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. That's my name, Eckstein, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. And the other thing that's important, the reason I started this YouTube, is, you know, lots of times I answer all of your questions on the air, but I can't get into the depth specifically of certain topics I want to talk about. Well, now I can. So subscribe to the YouTube channel. It doesn't cost you a penny, and I post stuff there all the time. There's hundreds and hundreds of videos, and even what I'm going to be talking about today will be up there by the time I get off the air. So check it out, youtube.com/WarrenXtime. But here's what I have planned for today's show. How can you tell if your dog is truly connected to you? I'm going to share several different signs that will indicate if you and your dog are really, in fact, connected or just kind of dependent on each other. Also coming up, let's face it, everyone is busy except your dog. Did you know that a busy dog is a happy dog? In fact, lack of stimulation is a leading cause of behavioral issues, why so many dogs wind up at shelters. Also coming up, now what does it mean? I'll give you the answer coming up. And also coming up, what is wobbly cat syndrome? Wobbly cat syndrome. And, you know, I guess we all put on a couple of pounds during the pandemic. But not only people put on pounds, pets put on pandemic pounds as well. We'll talk about that. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. As I said, lots of great stuff to give away. So if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, maybe your puppy's not housebroken, maybe your older dog has separation anxiety, maybe your dachshund's depressed, chasing anything that moves, your dog hates other dogs, cat scratched your favorite chair, and your dog literally believes, yeah, he believes this, that if it moves or it doesn't move, if he sees it, he's got to hump it, give me a call. That's what this show's all about. Helping you cope with your pets more than likely, a lot more than likely, helping your pets cope with you. Let's face it, folks, it is not easy living with people. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. The question of the day, I love this question. What does your dog or cat do to get your attention? What does your dog or cat do to get your attention? Give me a call. I'll send you a great gift. As I said, many of the gifts worth $25, $35, $45, even $50. So if you just want to answer the question, that's fine. What does your dog or cat do to get your attention? Or if you have a question, the phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. And as I said on today's show, I'll give you a list in a little while of the stuff I'm giving away, but many different items. And I said everyone who calls in and gets to talk to me will get one of these gifts for their dog or their cat. It's not for you. It's for your dog or cat. It is for your dog or cat. 877-725-8255. Hey, Bev, California, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey. It's lovely to talk to you.
Same here, Bev. How can I help you today?
Well, I just wanted to share with you, I'm an ex-tech television broadcast journalist and a pet dog behavioral expert. Save a Rescue is a website that I have, but 3 weeks ago I got involved with the Ukrainian efforts to rescue the left-behind pets by otherwise loving pet owners who couldn't take them with them while they were fleeing the bombing areas within the Ukraine. We have partnered with a celebrity of sorts, sports. She's a world champion weightlifting celebrity in the Ukraine, and she's kind of my lead point and working with about three rescues within the Ukraine in the war zones, not at the Polish border setting up staging areas. We are dealing with the pets in the bombing areas. We've got so far over 4,000 dogs and cats in 16 shelters, and then these heroic pet rescuing loving volunteers are taking dozens of cats and dogs every day into their homes. And so far we've sent in 15 tons of pet food. We are trying to source medical supplies. There's two veterinarians staying there.
Well, I want to get some more information from you in just a minute, but I'm very, very much up on this topic. My background is Romanian, okay? My grandparents are Romanian. So I've been working for years. Before this war even started, you have a big stray dog problem in Romania, also in the Ukraine as well. So I've been working with that for a long, long time. And I'm so glad that people like yourself and this Ukrainian weightlifter are really getting involved, because these dogs really need our help. There are so, and cats, and wild animals. Some of the zoo animals have to be moved as well. There is so much need right now. When you see these Ukrainian refugees crossing the border, carrying their dog or carrying their cat, and then you speak to some of them who had to leave their dog or cat behind, they are devastated. So I'm so glad organizations like yours are really working to make a difference. What is the name of the organization? I want to get some more information on it.
It's three words, saveARescue.org or .com. You can check out our website. We are small but mighty, and we are working with them on the ground there in the war zone. And you're absolutely right. There's a lot of homeless. And actually, Warren, our secret sauce is that we have a safe humanitarian corridor, actually, from your country, your homeland, Romania, directly to Anna. They're in and around these 16 shelters, and these 4,000 pets we've scooped up so far are in and around Mykolaiv, and I'm probably not saying it properly because I don't speak their language, but it's Mykolaivka, the city of Mykolaivka, Ukraine. It's right there.
I have enough trouble speaking English. Here's what I'd like you to do, though, because I've been working. There's an organization out of Romania called Rolda, R-O-L-D-A. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they do a lot of work year-round. What I'd like you to do, I got to move on, but I'd like you to do, Nora, if you can send me an email telling me more about your information, the name of the person, maybe I'll have her on the air with me. So just send that email. Let me give you an address. It's mail@thepetshow.com. mail@thepetshow.com. Send it to me there. Let me take a look at it. Give me all the contact information. And if there's something we can do, we will be in touch and try to help you and bless you for the amazing work you and so many organizations are doing.
Absolutely. And it was your friend, close friend, Marion Zola, who suggested I get a hold of you. She is helping us. So it's mail, right, at thepetshow.com.
mail@thepetshow.com. Send me the information, and I really appreciate that. But don't go anywhere. I want to send you a nice T-shirt because you're a lovely lady. So let's put on hold. Let's send her a T-shirt that says, "None of my friends walk upright." And God bless you, Beth, for the work that you do and so many others are doing over there. It's absolutely amazing. And as I said, I've been working for years because it's been a big problem, not just because of the war, which obviously – those moronic Russians, I don't know what they're doing, but they don't care about anything. Anyway, send me the information, Bev. I'd love to get more information about you, and thanks for calling, and thanks for doing what you do, and I'd love to get more information about the Ukrainian weightlifter as well. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break, then right back to your phone calls. Now, for years now, you heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food and that incredible prebiotic formula and how it's my own food of choice, my own rescues, Molly and Willie. It's now being fed by rescues, humane organizations all across the U.S., police departments all across the U.S. Why? Because it is by far, as far as I'm concerned, the best food made. Now, lots of times when you buy your dog or cat food, you don't know where it's made. It might have a P.O. box on the label. It might be made somewhere in the Midwest or down south. But let me tell you, Lucy Pet Food is made less than 20 miles from my own home in their own plant, in their own manufacturing plant with their own laboratory. Lucy Pet Farms for Life, that's the food I feed my own pet. But don't listen to me. Here's a listener, what they had to say.
Someone gave me a bag of that Lucy dog food, and my dog loved it. I mean, right away, you know. And I noticed that the ingredients, everything. And then I saw all the nutritional value about the healing, the gut, everything, you know. And I said, man, I got to get this dog food.
You said exactly the right thing. Once people learn, once people educate themselves about the difference between Lucy pet food for their dogs and cats and the other foods on the market, there's no choice. This is the food I feed my own pet with that super prebiotic formula. Now, Lucy Pet Formula for Life pet food is available at Amazon.com. It's also available at Chewy.com, or you can check out their website, LucyPetFood.com. Wherever you check it out, once Lucy Pet Food is in your dog or cat's dish, they're going to be a lot healthier. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. Hey, Julie, as one of the Hugs and Kisses counselors, you talk to a lot of satisfied customers, right?
I do. They even contact us from their vacations when they forget their Hugs and Kisses to ask if we'll ship overnight. Peggy from Maine emails, my rescued husky shedding and itching was out of control. After giving him Hugs and Kisses, itching's gone, beautiful coat, I was able to put away my vacuum. And Pauline from California says, Hugs and Kisses is a godsend. We spent over $2,000 on our poor, balding 14-year-old cat with no relief. Then I heard about Hugs and Kisses on the radio. In days, Casey stopped biting and scratching, and in just 2 weeks, his fur was growing back. Log on to thepetshow.com. That's thepetshow.com, where you'll find Warren's selection of health and wellness items for your pets with $5 flat rate USA shipping. Or call us toll-free at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847. Warren Eckstein Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 15th, 16th, and 17th. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dock. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chancey Williams.
I've been living on rodeo, cold beer, and old Copenhagen.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital. Tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Some people do have allergies, but some people use it as an excuse. Well, no more excuses. Scientists have identified a series of molecular candidates for those part of dog allergens that cause immune reactions in people, the first step in developing a vaccine against most causes of dog allergies. So in the not-too-distant future, folks, no more excuse, allergies or not. You can go to the local shelter, and you can adopt yourself your best friend. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live will get a great gift for their best friend. Right now I am going to, let's go to Nora in Delaware. Hey, Nora, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Thank you so much for taking my call. We are in a mess here. We have our existing pack at our home consisted of two Newfoundlands and a 16-year-old terrier. Are the Newfoundlands that we have at home is a neutered male, age 8, and a spay female who's 10. We adopted two Newfoundlands. They came out of Alabama, and one had been a return to the breeder, and the breeder had, they were sisters, they're 4 years old, the ones that we have brought into our home 2 weeks ago. At first, the girls were picked, their sisters, as I said, 4 years old. They were picking on each other, like fighting. It was getting horrible. And we were separating them out. They then stopped picking on each other, and now they've turned that aggression towards the neutered male.
Okay, how old are these two? How old are these two newfs?
The new girls are 4 years old.
Okay, they're 4 years old, and they were with the breeder, correct?
Yes. Yeah, the breed, one was a breeder surrender. And the other one the breeder had, and she
all
was
right.
Under this dog.
Let's kind of put you and the dogs on the couch. First of all, these dogs have lived with the breeder and lots of other dogs for quite a bit of time, 4 years, although they went away for a while, one of them came back. Therefore, they're surrounded by dogs, and when there's so many dogs around, there's going to be challenges. When they first got into a new environment, they challenged each other. However, because they're siblings, they're ganging up on the other dog, the smaller dog. So here's what you need to do. Any living things spending all the time together in the same location are bound to have difficult conversations. My recommendation to you is, if there's someone else in the family, is to walk all three of them away from your home every day if you can for 10 or 15 minutes. The more time they spend together on neutral territory, in other words, they're not going to be focused on each other. They're going to be focused on the smell of squirrels, raccoons, possums, other dogs. So get them out of your environment. Walk them on neutral territory. Be safe, you know, separate them a little bit by a few feet, but let them get to walk together because everyone's enjoying that. It's a positive relationship they're establishing, and again, there's no need to be territorial because they're on neutral turf. That will eventually make the difference for you, I promise.
Not to interrupt, Warren, but we were trying that, but we were walking.
There's no such thing as, no, listen to me, there's no such thing as trying. I tried to quit smoking 50 times before it finally worked. Dogs learn through continuity. If you do it every single time the same way, eventually they will come around and respond. If you do it 9 times right and the 10th time wrong, they're not going to respond. This is an easy problem to resolve. Don't let it get to the point where it is difficult to resolve. Take them out on neutral territory every day. Let them have a comfortable walk with each other, and eventually the aggressive behavior in your environment will stop. It's really that easy. You know what? Let me put you on hold. Let me come back to you. I got to take a quick break. Let me come back to you, and then we'll go a little bit further, Nora. And then we got Christy in Pennsylvania, Liz in Florida, Brenda in Florida, Kaylin in the great state of Tennessee. A quick break, then right back to your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. A horse is a horse, of course, and this one will talk to his voice, his horse. You never heard of a talking horse? Well, listen to this. I am Mr. Ed.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Gather your friends and family to share a meal. Seasons Inside Wind River Resort and Casino is offering Easter brunch on Sunday, April 17th. Brunch 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. includes carving station with prime rib, baked ham, omelet station, assorted sides and desserts. See the full menu and prices at windriver.com. Children 5 and under free. Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Leave Easter brunch to us and find your moment at the river.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Well, I appreciate the info and.
But no, thank you for taking this cat in and loving him so much. So what I'm going to do is, you know, don't go anywhere. What I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on hold, and I am going to send you. You know what? I'm going to send you some a jar of my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements for cats. It's on its way to you in Florida, Liz. Enjoy it. The cat's going to be healthier and happier. Maybe even calm him down and alleviate some stress and anxiety as well. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Another call in Florida. Florida's taking over the Pet Show. Brenda Lakeland, welcome to the show.
Hey.
How you doing, Brenda?
Hi. I'm fine. I wanted to respond to your question because my dog is really kind of special.
Everybody's dog kind of special. You know that.
Well, he is a quiet Jack Russell.
And that is special. So, you know, I call them Jack Russell terrorists. That's what I call them, Jack Russell terrorists, but they're great.
He has always been quiet, well-mannered, well-behaved, doesn't bark, rarely barks. If somebody comes to the door, he barks, which is his job. That's fine. What he does to get my attention when he's out of water or food is he walks over to his dishes and scratches them with his feet.
So he scratches his food bowl with his feet, and then you go over and feed him?
Yes.
What a smart dog you have.
Pavlov's bell here.
But you also know that cats have dogs have scent glands on the bottom of their feet. Did you know that?
No, actually, I didn't.
Well, sometimes what a dog, you ever notice that after a dog goes outside for a walk and he pees, sometimes he'll kick up with his front feet. What he's doing is, first of all, he's spreading the scent around, but also at the same time he's putting his scent down. So it would not be unusual for a dog to go over to the food dish when it wants to eat and start scratching at the food dish because he knows you're going to come over. But also what he's doing is putting some of his scent down by the food dish at the same time. See how smart they are? They're so much smarter than we are. They really, really are.
I can say, but, are you hungry? And he'll lick his lips every
just
time.
You know why? Because you're an amazing lady. And I'll tell you why you're an amazing lady. Because you talk to your dog. It's not just sit, stay, down, calm, like most people tell their dog when they train. I legitimately have conversations with my I've always had conversations. We talk about who else can you talk about politics or religion to than your dog or your cat? We have some of the greatest conversations in the world, and I think that makes for a better relationship when people do have conversations with their pet. I think it makes all the difference in the world. Anyway, listen, don't go anywhere. I'm going to send you, for your puppy, I am going to send you some hemp seed joint health. We'll keep those hips and joints and that little terrier in good shape. Hey, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. I still got Hugs and Kisses to give away, Lucy Pet Food, Arthur Suit Gold, T-shirts, my best-selling books, hemp seed oil, those little air horns, some of the products worth almost $50. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Even if you just want to answer my question, I'll still send you a great gift. It's not for you, for your dog or cat. What does your dog or cat do to get your attention? We just heard that Brenda's dog goes to the food dish and scratches with a paws. What does your dog or cat do to let you know that they want to get attention? Give me a call. I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to all your phone calls. Christy, Celia, Brenda, Kaylin, don't go anywhere. Now, I know you listen to The Pet Show, and I know you love and adore animals, obviously. Let me once again tell you about Delta Rescue, an incredible organization I've known about for quite a while. Imagine being able to leave your mark in this lifetime. My question is always, how can we leave this world a better place than when we came in? For over 40 years, Delta Rescue would never be able to do the absolutely incredible, amazing work they do every day without you. That's right, you, my listeners, and your generous support. My friend Leo Grillo, who I consider an extreme rescue superhero, and by the way, the founder of Delta, asked that if you can, please put some of your life's work into helping their over 1,500 rescue dogs, cats, and horses into the future. That's why I have decided personally to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. A bequest to Delta Rescue, listen to what it does. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now. I mean right now. Help avoid fundraising costs and also provide tax benefits for you. Like any good guardian, Leo needs to make sure that every single one of the animals he rescued from the deserts, the forests, the woods, the streets, all across America, never have to worry again. And take it from me, they won't worry. Delta Rescue, by the way, is a top-ranked charity by CharityWatch.com, and they prove every minute of every day that your donation dollars are doing what they should be doing, hard at work helping the animals. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation, big, small, medium, is a chance to keep more than 1,500 abandoned cats, dogs, and horses not only happy, not only safe, but also loved for the first time in their entire lives. I urge you to go to their website, see the images of these throwaway pets and how they were rescued by Delta. Their website is deltarescue.org, deltarescue.org, or give them a call. Write this number down, 661-269-4010. Ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning, just like I did. So check out deltarescue.org or call them today at 661-269-4010. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Looking for the eagle, looking high and low. High is for the eagle, low is where the eagles go.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, president and founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals and would never want to be in a position where they were not healthy because I wasn't feeding them the best food possible. That's why I created Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. It's made with the latest nutritional advancements, great ingredients, and made right here in the USA. Your pet will have better digestion, increased energy, and I believe be much healthier. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
Lucy Pet products on Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
We're in the top 1%. Sounds pretty easy, right? All you got to do is deliver on your promise as an employee. Today in a marketplace starving for qualified candidates, your 1% mindset in production will deliver the highest income and career growth for you and your family. My parents taught me the value of hard work. Seize the day. God did not create us for mediocrity. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
Hey, you! Ever wanted to learn a language like French or Spanish or even Norwegian but thought it'd be too difficult or time-consuming? Then try Babbel. Quick 10-minute lessons.
Siesta.
Babbola. Games, podcasts, even live online classes with a real teacher.
Hola, clase.
In no time, chatting about real-life topics will feel, well, effortless. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hey, we are back on the Pet Show. One more next time. Great time to give me a call. I still got hugs and kisses to give away, Lucy pet food, T-shirts, copies of my books, hemp seed oil. Everyone that calls and gets to talk to me live will get one for their dog or cat. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Great time to give me a call. Let me go to Kaylin in Martin, Tennessee. Hey, Kaylin, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How can I help you today, Kaylin?
My dog won't eat no kind of food.
Is he skinny?
No, it's a fat dog.
If he's a fat dog, he's eating something.
Yeah, I don't know what he's eating.
He's not eating any dog food at all? Do you take him in the house, you feed him at night, and he's not eating?
Yeah, but I'll put food out, but he won't eat it.
So, but in other words, what is he eating outside? What is he eating that is putting weight on him if you're not feeding him, if he's not eating your food?
I don't know.
Well, that's the question I would be asking. In other words, if you have a dog that's overweight and he's not eating dog food, he's got to be eating something around the house, and what he may be eating may not be healthy for him. But let's do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to change your food. I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food to Tennessee, but I want you to listen to me really closely. Before you give the dog the food, what I want you to do is heat it up in the microwave for about 8 or 9 seconds, then let it cool down. As you heard me say earlier, dogs really eat more with their nose than their mouth. So it's very possible. I mean, sometimes when how old is your dog, by the way?
Close to 2 years old.
Is he healthy in every other way?
Yes.
Okay, because sometimes when a dog has a clogged up nose or has a cold or something, they'll go off their food. So let me do this. I'm going to send you the Lucy pet food. Here's what I want you to try for a week or so. I want you to take the Lucy pet food. I want you to heat it up a little bit before you feed it to him. Let it cool down, obviously. See if that makes a difference. If not, the next thing I'd like you to do is I want you to go to the store, buy some no-salt bouillon. Make some chicken bouillon or beef bouillon. No salt. Pour it over his food. Let that sit in the refrigerator overnight. Then heat it up in the morning, and that should get him to eat. If that doesn't get him to eat, then what you're really going to need to do is you're really going to need to see a vet. But in the meantime, let me send you some Lucy pet food and try what I suggested. I think it's going to make a big difference for you. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Storm will get to you. Guy will get to you. Christy will get to you. You want to hear the strangest story of the week? I don't want to rush anybody, and we're going to break the top of that. But here's the strangest story of the week. North Carolina, Dateline, North Carolina. A couple adopted a five-year-old dog named Fesco after his previous owners dumped him in an animal shelter. Why was Fesco dumped in an animal shelter? Because he was humping another dog, but not just any dog, another male dog. The dog made headlines this month after being abandoned by his owners. They abandoned their dog Fesco by his owners because they said the dog was gay. Big deal. If the dog was gay, big deal. So anyway, these people gave up their dog. They said the dog was gay. They couldn't have it anymore. An interesting part is the dog was ultimately adopted by a same-sex couple in North Carolina as well. He was surrendered to a shelter to be killed because the previous owners thought their dog was gay and they didn't want him anymore. Unbelievable. Now, let me take a minute here to explain a few things to people. Lots of people have dogs. Lots of people have dogs that hump. Lots of people have male dogs that hump other male dogs. Lots of people have female dogs that hump other female dogs and male dogs. So what is humping all about? Obviously, behaviorally, if you're breeders, then you know what it's about. But for the most part, the humping I hear about, and it happens with spay and neuter, is that dogs are being dominant. The male dog or the female dog humps the other dog to be dominant. It's not sexual behavior all the time. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. Let me tell you once again, I'm going to brag a little bit. I want to tell you about my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. Because if you are tired of your dog or cat shedding, if that constant scratching and licking is absolutely making you nuts, the only product you really need for your dog or cat is my own 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement. That's right, the one with my signature and my face on the label. It is so rich in antioxidants that Hugs and Kisses can actually rebuild the total health of your dog or cat. Listen, I developed Hugs and Kisses for my own pets, and you know how much I love them. And I made it even better. So now, Hugs and Kisses has been enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin. That'll help treat and prevent issues with your dog or cat's hips, their joints, or their bones, keeping them flexible for their entire lives. I also added prebiotics and probiotics. Now, you know what probiotics are, but what are prebiotics? Prebiotics actually help the probiotics work better. And prebiotics and probiotics will keep your dog, cat's gut health the best ever. Hugs and Kisses really work to prevent shedding, dry skin, bare spots with just the right balance.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Smooth.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support@Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support@Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data on the nation's largest, most dependable networks with nationwide 5G. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Easter savings.
I can't wait to celebrate with all my peeps.
Speaking of, I just got 50% off festive decor, a Ninja blender for just $99.99, and saved on some arts and crafts the kids are going to love.
Okay, those are some excellent deals.
Right? On top of that, I got an extra 20% off Kohl's cash and free store pickup.
Excuse me while I hop onto Kohl's.com.
Select styles, 20% off and save by 30. Kohl's coupon do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.